Okay, today's daf is really Dalet, but we're still on Gimel Amud Aleph in the third wide line, near the end of the line where it says Pshita. So we're discussing about that you have to have, so the last thing we said was that Rav Asi said that when you measure a majority, when you want to find a majority of Yidden, the majority is based on people in Eretz Yisrael and people who are outside of Chutz Laaretz don't count. So now the Gemara says a different thing from the word Pshita, yeah? Near the end of the third line. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious, Merubin v'nismatu. If the people at the time when they sinned, it was the Roiv, it was the majority. And then, by the time they found out that the Bezdin had made a mistake, and now they want to do tshuva, whatever. Yeah, that's for you.
Thank you.
And we're at the end of the, just here, Pshita, the third, that word Pshita, there you go. We said Pshita, it's obvious. Merubim and Ismato, they started off being a majority, and then by the time they found out that the Bezdin made a mistake and they were going to now do something about it, they became less than a majority. How did that happen? Maybe some of them died, maybe some more people were born, maybe some more people went on Aliyah, whatever it was. Now they are Nismatu. Hainu Plukta Rab Shimon Rabbonon. That the decision of what to do there, is that considered a roiv? And you're going to bring the Korban Sibur, or is it a minority, and each person is considered an individual, will be based on an argument which you have between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. The Gemara, pretty unusually, doesn't even tell you what on earth it's talking about. So there's an argument between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon regarding, it's later on in Daf Yud, when you have a Koyin. The Koyin sinned. If a Koyin sins, he's the same as everyone else who sins. He brings a normal private Korban. If he's a Koyin and a Mashiach, so he's the Koyin Gadol, or Mishum Chama, no, that's the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, he brings a different korban, he brings a bull. So what happens if he sinned when he was a regular Kohen, and by the time he found out that he sinned, he was the Kohen Gadol? Does he bring the regular korban of an individual, or does he bring the Kohen special one for a Kohen Gadol? So that is an argument between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. So the Chachamim say that you go according to what it was at the time of the sin, and Rav Shimon says you go according to at the time when he found out. So that's an argument about that. So he says the same thing applies if you had a majority who sinned in this case with Beis Din making a mistake, and then they found out after it was not a majority anymore, you go. So the Chachamim will say you go according to the time of the sin when they were the majority, and the Rav Shimon would say, no, you go according to when you found out. What about the other way around? Mu'otin v'nisrabu. What if they were a minority and then they became a majority by the time you found out? My, what's the din? Why should that be different? Because in the case of the Koyan who became a Koyan Gadol, he was always chayiv something. In the case of which one is he chayiv? So the same thing if you have Merubim v'nismatu. At the time of the sin, they were chayiv something. Now you want to see whether they're still chayiv. So that's sort of kind of vaguely the same situation. Over here, though, when you have mu'atim, at the time of the sin, they weren't chayiv anything. There was no chiyuv. So maybe in that case, it'll be different. That's what the logic of why you have to ask. What about if it was mu'atim v'nisrabu mai? Do we say, me pligi Rav Shimon Rabbanon? Is it the same argument again? That Rav Shimon the Ozal Basa Yadiyah, Rav Shimon who says it all depends on what the situation was when you found out that you sinned, will say Mechayiv, because by the time you found out it was a majority. But Rabbanon the Ozli Basa Chata, and the rabbis who go after the time of the sin, so that will be, it was a minority then, Potri, they'll say Potter, or Eloy or not. Mai, so what's the din? So the Gemara says, with Tizbra, what, you think it's the same? Aim with the Shematle, Rav Shimon the Ozal Af Basa Yadiyah. Rav Shimon requires both. Not one or the other. Rav Shimon says you have to also, in order to be chayiv, you have to do the sin and know about it in the same status. So therefore the Koyin, when he did the sin in one status and knew about it in the other status, then that doesn't, that means he did a sin, but then by the time he knew about it, he had done both. So at that point he's got both, and then he's chayiv. But in a situation where the chait wouldn't have made him chay of anything, he never said that. That's where he says that you do according to the yediyah when you found out about it. But yadia delechato. But if he found out, but he didn't do the sin at the time when the sin itself was not something that would make him chayiv. Mishomatalei, did you hear Rabbi Shimon should say that? If they were a minority at the time of the sin, they weren't chayiv. So who says that Rabbi Shimon will make him chayiv now? To imke in laisiki hashto. So therefore, if that he should, did you hear from Rabbi Shimon that he should bring according to now? Because if he did hold that, then in the case of the Kohen, he should also go according to now.
So is he saying that the Kohen has to know about it and do it before he's anointed?
In order to be, if no, he has to do it and know about it after he was anointed.
Way,
yeah, to be chayav of the Kohen and Mashiach, according to Shimon, but yeah, they have to have, but do it and know about it after he's anointed. Yeah. Ella, Rab Shimon, chata v'yadiya boy. Rab Shimon requires that you have both in that status to make him chayav. So therefore, the same thing would be over here. Maybe. It's a maybe. We can't prove that it'll be the same argument. Okay, next question. Yiboy lehu. Hayru based in chaylev mutar v'asumir kohol. Beis Din announced that chaylev is permitted, and a minority of the people went and ate it. V'chazru Beis Din bahen, and then Beis Din changed their mind and announced that it's not permitted. So it was only a minority. So, like we've been saying, that would be according to almost everybody. They would have to bring the individual korban. But then hayru, then they changed their mind again. And they again passed in that it's okay, that it's mutter. And now another minority also did. And if you put the two minorities together, you would get a majority. Is mahu? Do they join together? They hadn't done anything yet. They're just waiting around.
One question. And second question, if the court is wrong,
yeah,
why I should be responsible if I follow the decision?
Oh, that's been, no, because that's what we've been talking about till now. That's the whole machlokes. So if you relied on the Beis Din, yeah, then
a commandment for me to follow judge's decision.
Yeah, so you're not chayev. We're talking about whether the tzibur brings the bull of the tzibur, right? So we say that in order to have this situation where there's the bull of the tzibur, it's only if the majority of people listen to Beis Din. So the question is, Beis Din paskin, you're allowed to eat chaylev. So 1 million people went and ate chaylev. And then Beis Din said, sorry, we were wrong. Okay, so those million people were not a majority, so they don't bring the par. They don't bring the bull. Then
they bring individual sacrifice.
Well, that's the machlokes. So according to our Mishnah, they don't bring it. If they relied on Beis Din, they don't have to bring anything. Yeah. Now, what happens if Beis Din then said again that it's permitted, and another million people, a different million people did it. So now 2 million people did it, and that 2 million is enough to be a majority of the community. So do we put those 2 millions together and say, well, now you have a majority, and therefore they have to bring the bull, or not? Mahu, do we say, Kevin d'shtaya diyas nina, since there were two different findings out. First, the first million found out already, and they already knew at the time that the Beis Din were wrong, and now this is a whole separate story. Lo mistar if they don't join together, or perhaps kevin de idi ve'idi chaylefu. Since at the end of the day, it's the same thing. Beis Din said chaylef is permitted, and they went and ate it. Therefore, mistar if they should join together. Ve'intim to loymar. If you would say that kevin de idi ve'idi chaylefu mistar if, since it's both to do with eating forbidden fats, they do join together. It's all considered one story. What about miyud b'chelev shalgabi akeva or miyud b'chelev shalgabi dakin? What if Beis Din said that the fat that's on the stomach is permitted, and a million people ate that, and then they changed, and then they cancelled, and then they said that the fat that's on the flanks is permitted, and a million people ate that? Mahu, does that join together to form a majority? Two different parts of the fats. So we say, Hacha Vadai here, surely you would say, Kivin de betray Kroy Ka'asi Lemitzdar. If the Isur of these two types of fats actually come from two different psukim. So therefore you would say for sure that it doesn't join together to make a majority. Or since, you know, fats are fats, what's the difference what part of the body? And therefore it is Mitzdar, if it would join, and that would still be considered a majority. And if you will tell me Shem Chaylev Hu Mitzdarif, that because it's called Chaylev, it's one thing, therefore it joins together, what about Miut B'Chaylev or Miut B'Dam? What if Beis Din Paskin, that fats and blood are permitted, and a million people ate fat, and another million people ate blood? does that join together into one thing or not to make it a majority? Mahu. Here, l'chay rahacha vada, here for sure you're going to say, the trei isuri ninu, they're two separate averis, eating fats and eating blood. The cave of the ein isur and shava, le mitzdarif, and since it's not the same avera, therefore it's not, it doesn't join together. Oi, or on the other hand, dilma, cave and skip the brackets, the carbon and shava, even though the isur is not the same, but since the carbon's the same, because they're both chayiv kares, and if you did it by accident, they're both chayiv a carbon chatos, even that is mitzdarif. Maybe even that, even those two different averis were joined together, because they, it was one, like, one announcement from Beis Din about chelev and dom. We're going to talk about soon what type of avera it is, but right now we're not talking about that. We're going to talk about which type of avera. We're going to get to it. Fats is also directly in the Torah. They're both the same in that regard. The imtim tzaloyman, if you will say, given the karbonon shava mitzdarif, since it's the same carbon, therefore it does join together. What about miut b'chelov miut b'avera zara? Maybe they made it. What if Bezda makes an announcement that we decided today that you're allowed to do avera zara and you're allowed to eat the fats? Mahu, when people, so half the people went and did one and half the people did the other. Over here, hacha vada, here surely ain't isur and shava. First of all, it's not the same avera, it's two different averas. They ain't carbon and shava, and even the carbon, if you ate fats by accident, you have to bring a regular chatos, which is a kispa, a sheep or a goat, female sheep or female goat. And if you ate if you did avera zara by accident, you have to bring a male goat. So it's not even the same sacrifice. So therefore, surely they're separate. I deal more, maybe, came with the idi v'idi kares, who since at the end of the day, they're both something where it's a chi of kares for doing it, it's even that as mitzdarif. So the answer to all of these questions is, teiku, that we're leaving it with a question, we don't know the answer, and when Eliyahu Navi comes and drinks the fifth cup, he will tell us what to do about this as well. Okay. Now we're going to get to your question. I promise you. Yeah, that's true. We're going to get to your question. I promise you. They're trying to get to it. Okay. Next, the boy lahu. Next question. Hayru bezin shechelav muter va'asu miut hakohol. Bezin said chelav is permitted, and a million people went and did it, and they were a minority. And then may so say bezin. That bezin died. Va'amad bezin acher. They appointed another bezin. The Chazru v'Hayru, and they also said that Chaylev is permitted. The Asu Miut Acher, and a different million people then went and did according to the teaching of the second Beis Din. So now you have 2 million people, which is a majority, and they both ate fats because Beis Din told them. The only thing is that Beis Din changed personnel in the middle, so it's not the same people. Is Aliba demanda Omar Beis Din Maisi? So if you hold that it's Beis Din are the ones who bring the carbon, which is going to be Rebbe, we're going to learn about, yeah? That who is obligated to bring this whole bull thing? It's the Beis Din, not the community. So it's up to the Beis Din. If it's a different Beis Din, obviously it's not the same thing. Let's see, boy, look, there's no question. It's like half, one Beis Din did half, and the other Beis Din did another half. You can't make either one of those Beis Dins obligated. So you can't say that there's a chiyuv to bring the carbon. The question is, according to the one who says that it's the obligation of the community to bring the carbon. So it's the same community. My, what's the din? Tzibur hakoi. The tzibur is still the same tzibur. It just got instructions from two different bezdins. Or perhaps, when you find out that they made a mistake, it's the people who made the mistake who have to find out. And they're gone. So therefore, you can't count that. Teiku. There's another question we don't have an answer for. Okay, we move on. Amar Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason says, if 100 people sat down as a Beis Din, he only needs, 23 and then up to 71, but for some reason there were 100 of them and they all sat down as one club. And then, ein chayovin ad sheyoyru kulon. In order to make this a situation where you're chayov the Beis Din korban, it only applies if all of them agree and they all say, yes, chelev is mutter. Shenamar, the pasuk says, "V'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu," that if all of the congregation of Israel will make a mistake, it means "acha yishgu kulon." That means all of them have to make a mistake. "Acha tifshet hera b'chol adas Yisrael," that so that the judgment will be. It's a play on words here, "chol adas Yisrael," but it means the Beis Din. That everybody has to say it. It's Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshia, and Rav Huna says, "Hachi nami mistavra." Actually, it makes sense what you're saying, Rabbi Yonason. The B'chol HaTorah Kula, Kaimel and Rubik Kikuloi. We have a rule in general in Torah that a Roiv counts. A majority counts as if it was everybody. Yeah, and we have that in, you know, we had that with our kashering stuff, you know, a Roiv. When you have something that's a majority, it cancels out the minority, and it's as if it's everything. So we always say, regarding lots of halachas, Rubik Kikuloi, that a majority is like all of it. So therefore you would say that in the case of a Beis Din, if the majority of Beis Din paskin, it's as if the whole Beis Din paskin. So with normally you would say you don't need the whole 100% unanimous decision. Here it says all the Eidah. Why does it say the extra word kol? Why does it say all of the Eidah? Since it's so, afilu hein meyo. That means even if there's 100 of them, they have to all be unanimous. It's a special din.
Thing about the people that all have to do it.
That you could, L'chaira, but we're going to say a different thing. Yeah. But he's saying it's referring to the Beis Din. Now, Tnan. So he's saying, because he's saying the Kol HaDash Yisrael is referring to the Beis Din. Yeah. Okay, Tnan. Now, let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, this is our Mishnah. Hayru Beis Din, when Beis Din taught something, V'yada Echad Mehen Shatol, and one of them knew that they made a mistake, a Talmud V'roya Lohira, or a student who was suitable to be a teacher on Beis Din, V'holach V'yasal P'yem, and he went and did it, Bein Sha'asu V'asimam, whether they all did it together, Bein Sha'asu V'asachrem, whether they did it and he did it after them, Bein Sha'asu V'asal, or if they didn't do it and he did, Harezeh Chayiv. This one of them who knew that they were wrong, and he went and did it, knowing that they were wrong, he is obligated on his own right, Mipnei Sha'loi Talab Beis Din, because he wasn't relying on them, because he knew they were wrong. Now, one second. Hayhu dechayev. So what are we saying? Therefore, he is chayev an individual korban. Ha acher. But if Joe Smith off the street, when he heard that Beis Din said it was okay and he went and did it, we said it's potter. The individual is off the hook because he relied on Beis Din. V'amai, why is he off the hook? You just told me that this whole ruling, this whole thing of a Beis Din being obligated only applies if Beis Din was unanimous. But we're talking here about one of them knew that they were wrong. So it's not unanimous anymore. 99 thought one thing, and the other guy knew they were wrong. Yeah, halan nigmar ha'ira. We haven't completed a ha'ira unanimously. So why should anybody? Why should we say that the individual's off the hook because it's the Beis Din's problem? We're saying that the whole Beis Din, the whole thing of a ha'ira's Beis Din is only if it's everybody. Answer the Gemara. Hachav ma'askinon kegoin shehirkin ahuechem mehem b'roishay. When he nodded his head. That means even though he knew they were wrong, when they went to the vote, they're going around the table, and he sort of went, like, yeah, okay, whatever, he nodded his head. So therefore, that's considered unanimous, even though in his mind, he knew that they were wrong. Okay, let's see if we can prove something from a different Mishnah. Tashema, Hayru Beis Din V'yadecha Majetoh, Beis Din taught, and one of them knew they were wrong. But he told them, you're wrong. Areil the Piturim, then they're off the hook. Is why is it so? Time Madamalahem Toyinatem Dipturim. When he told them clearly that they're making a mistake, so he's a dissenting opinion, then it doesn't apply. Hashasik Mishtik. What if he would just be silent? He wouldn't say anything. Chayovin, then they would have the parhelim dovishal tzibur. You would have the bull even though he didn't agree. That is considered a teaching. He didn't teach. He just didn't say anything. So 99 people said it's permitted, and the other guy didn't agree. He just sat there, but he didn't say anything. He just sat there. Yeah, so then what? We're saying that counts as the Beis Din. There's Amri to the Gemara answer. In this mission also, you'll learn Pshak, going to Hirkin Beroshe, that he nodded his head. Even though he was silent, but he nodded his head, and therefore it counts as if as all of them being unanimous. Rossi, Rabbi Sharsha, Masharsha asked a question on all this assumption of Rabbi Yonason about the Rubik and Kulo business. Some Rabbi said, "No, Rabbi Shimon Galmil, but Rabbi Lazar Tzadik." The rabbis relied on Rabbi Shimon Galmil and Rabbi Lazar Tzadik. So, "Oimrim ain't gazing zero la tzibur, and came Rabbi Tzibur chelam lamed." But that you don't make a decree on the tzibur unless most of the tzibur can accept it. And how do we know this? V'yamar Ravada Bar Abba, Mikra. You are making decrees on me, and you are making me stick to it. When it's the whole nation. Here it says the whole nation. but a majority is enough, because you said if Rova Tzibur are able to accept the Gzeira, that's enough to make it count. Yeah, even though the Pasuk says Kulay. But we, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that even though it says Kulay, it means a majority. So when you, just because over here when it says Kol Adas Yisrael, you can't be medayik, it means unanimous. Even Kol means also a majority. Teyufta de Rav Yenison Teyufta. So that upschlags Rav Yenison's thesis that because it says Kol, it has to be unanimous. Is that the question? Is that okay, so what does it say Kol? V'yela mai Kol Adas de Kamar, Achmona, what does it say Kol? Is Hachu Kamar. Iika Kulam, if they're all there, have a Hayra. Then that makes it have a din of a teaching of the Beis Din. If they're not all there, like have a hayra, that's not considered a teaching of the Beis Din altogether. So they have to all be there, but it doesn't have to be unanimous. Amar Rav Yeshua, Asara Shayeshu Bedin, 10 people sitting in judgment, Kailer Tali B'Tzavar Kulon. The weight of getting it wrong and being punished is equally spread on all 10 of them. For Adi Gemara Pshita, of course it is. 10 people make a decision together, they're equally one tenth responsible. So he says, "Hakamash v'nafrilu talm fnei rabbi." Even one of them is a student, and one of them is his teacher. He can't say, "Oh, I had to follow my teacher." If he has an opinion, he has to say his opinion. Rav Huna ki have a nafik lebe dinner where Rav Huna would make a bezdin. Maisi asara tanoi debe Rav lekameh. He would bring 10 chachamim from the yeshiva of Rav with him. Ki heicha denimtin shiba mikashura, in order to lighten the load. He thought the more people involved, if we stuff up, the less I'm responsible. I'm only one-tenth responsible instead of being completely responsible. Similarly, Rav Ashik, you have a maisa treif to come in when they would bring a chicken to check if it was treif. And he had to paskin, maisa asara tabachi masa mechasya. He would bring 10 butchers from the city where he lived, which is called Bechasya, umaisiv kamei, and put them there to help him. Amar ki heicha the nimtin shiva mekshura. I'd rather have lots of people helping me in the decision to take off the load if I stuff up, so they can take some of the blame as well. Okay, Zokta Mishnah Vaiter, Horu Bezdin v'yadu shatol. Bezdin made a teaching, and then they found out they made a mistake. V'chazru b'han, they changed their mind. Bein she'evil kaparoson, v'ein she'lo yevil kaparoson, whether they had brought the carbon already or not. V'halach v'yasal p'yem, and someone who didn't know that they changed their mind went and did it. Rav Shimon Poiter. Rav Shimon says, since he thought that this is what Bezdin said, he is off the hook for, as the individual. Rabbi Lazar Emer Safik. Rabbi Lazar says he's a Safik, which the Mefarshim say that means, we're going to learn the Gemara, that he has to bring an Asham Tolui. He has to bring a maybe carbon. That's when he maybe sinned and maybe didn't. Ezahu Safik, and what's that case where he has to bring it? Yashav Lo Besech Beisai Chayim. If he sat at home and he didn't hear the announcement that Beis Din changed their mind, and then he went and did it, so he has to bring a Safik carbon. But if he went overseas, then he's potter, then he's completely off the hook. Because when he was overseas, it was impossible. They didn't have then the internet, so it was impossible for him to find out. So therefore, he's completely exempt. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Maidani Bazer, Shahukariv Liftur Minachayva. I agree that someone who's overseas is much closer to being exempt than to being chayiv. Amar Le Benazir Maishta. Benazir says, I don't understand. What's the difference? What's the difference if he's sitting at home or he's gone overseas? He didn't know about it. They both didn't know about it. So why should it be a difference? If Rabbi Akiva answered him, when he's sitting at home, he could have heard about it. And therefore, it's not 100%. He's not 100% innocent because he should be, you know, paying attention to the news that's going on. The guy is overseas, though. It's like 100%. No chance that he could have found out, so we can't blame him at all. Next, Torah Beis Din Lakaris Kol Haguf. This is getting to the question that you asked. Well, if Beis Din taught that a whole mitzvah doesn't exist, yeah, they said there's no such aveira of eating dumb in the Torah. Omru, they said, Ein Nida B'Torah. They said there's no such thing as the din of Nida. Ein Shabbos B'Torah. There's no such mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. Ein Aveis Chav B'Torah. There's no such mitzvah as Aveda Zora. Hare Elu Piturim. They don't bring the bull of Beis Din in that case, because that is so obvious that doesn't count as a teaching of Beis Din. We're going to say in the Gemara. Hayru Levatul Mitzvahs Lekayim Mitzvahs. When is it that it does have this whole ruling applying? If they taught to keep some of a mitzvah and to not keep another. So some part of a mitzvah, they taught something wrong. Hare Elu Chayov, and that's when they have to bring a bull. Ketzad, Omru yesh nida b'Torah. They said, yes, there is a, of course there's a din of nida in the Torah. Aval haba al shomer shem k'neged yoyim is potur. But in the case where there's a woman, when she sees blood, when it's not during the time when she's supposed to have the period, and she sees it for only one day, so she's not a zava, but for that, so if she sees for one day, she has to keep one clean day. And that's a din in the Torah. And let's say the Beis Din paskin, she doesn't have to keep that one day. So then, yeah, is... So, and they paskin that it's potter. So that was a detail of the laws of Nida, not that they cancelled the whole thing. Yes, Shabbos b'Torah, or they paskin, yes, of course there's Shabbos in the Torah. Avol hamotzim mishus hayachlus is a rabbin potter. But when this, what is called carrying, when you take from the street into your house. But if you took from your house into the street, that's not called carrying. So that's a detail of the Hilchos Shabbos. So that was one as an example where this would apply. Yesh Avodah Zarah b'Torah. They said there is Avodah Zarah in the Torah. Avodah Mishtacha v'Potor. But Avodah Zarah means doing whatever the Goyim do. But if you just bows down to it, that doesn't count. Which is incorrect. There's a Reya L'Chayav in all those cases. A Chayav Shenemar V'Nelam Dovar. It says that a thing is hidden from the Beis Din. That means they made a mistake. It's hidden from them. They made a mistake. But a Dovar is a thing. But Loi Kol Aguf. A thing, but not the whole body of the Aveira. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. My time with Reb Shimon, why does Reb Shimon say that he's exempt, even though Beis Din already knew that they were wrong? Because when he did it, he didn't know that they changed their mind, and therefore he's doing it with the permission of Beis Din. Reb Shimon used to say, any teaching which went out and was known by most of the congregation, Yachid HaIsos HaPotter, an individual who does it is exempt, because the teaching is to tell you the difference between Shegig and Mezid. I mean, this guy is not doing it on purpose. What does it help him that Beis Din taught it? That he's completely not doing it on purpose. He's relying on something else. And therefore, the fact that he didn't know they changed their mind, that makes him exempt. And that's it. You're looking at your watch. Okay, all right, so we're falling further behind.